Okay, Rabbi. So we're continuing in Chodesh Halvavos in Shar HaBitochen. We're going to begin Shar HaBitochen Perek Shlishi. And here is where the Chodesh Halvavos is really laying down the meat and potatoes, if you will, of Bitochen. So he already started building up the fundamentals of Bitochen in the previous chapter. In the second chapter, in Perek Beis, where he laid down 7 points. That really what he's doing is telling us that if these are all points that we all know, just that if we could really focus on them in real time, we will find them to be soothing and comforting in any situation that we're facing. Or to put it into different terms, really Bitochen is about Emunah, believing in Hashem, just in real time. The way the Chazon Ish put it is, he put it in a very profound way, Emunah is halacha, and Bitochen is lemaisa, right? We talk about halacha lemaisa, which means halacha that is practically applied, practically applicable. That's called halacha lemaisa, right? So the Chazon Ish said, Emunah is halacha, and Bitochen is lemaisa, which means like this. A person might learn the laws of Shabbos on Tuesday, right? If you're going to first sit down to learn the laws of Shabbos on Shabbos, you're not going to have enough time. So a person spends time throughout the week learning the laws of Shabbos. On Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, right? Now, at that time, he's learning halacha. It isn't lemaisa. It isn't lemaisa. It isn't practically applicable at the moment because today is Tuesday. Today is not Shabbos. When Shabbos hits, that halacha becomes lemaisa. All the knowledge that he learned on Tuesday, how you're allowed to, when you're allowed, if you're allowed to take bones out of fish, how you should separate different things, etc. All those halachas that he learned on Tuesday become lemaisa on Shabbos. Now they become practically applicable. So this is what the Chazon Ish says about Emunah and Bitochen. Emunah, belief in Hashem, is halacha. Bitochen is when it becomes lemaisa, when those points of Emunah that you already know become applicable in real life, in real time. So now, we're going to go back and we're going to recap, well, actually let the Chodesh Halvavos do that for us, the points that we learned in the previous chapter. None of those points were really new points. These are all points that we would consider basic and obvious. Nevertheless, focusing on them in real time should provide a person with a certain sense of, no matter what situation he's in, he feels serene, he feels at peace. Not easy, but this is a very, very powerful formula that the Chodesh Halvavos provides. I'm not going to recap the seven now, because Chodesh Halvavos himself is actually going to do that in the coming Perek. So let's see, Perek Shlishi. Okay? The third Perek. Achak Domes, Asho Beveiruan, Vamitosan Yishlam La'odam Abitochan Belukim Him Chomesh. There are five prefaces that a person needs in order to reach full bitachon in Hashem. Now, you'll say, 1 minute, in the last parak we learned about 7 points, 7 premises. Now he's telling us 5. Well, the answer is, as we're going to see in a moment, that the first of the 5 is internalizing the 7 premises that we've seen last time. Achas mehen. Meaning, Chaim Salvavis is continuing his methodical build-up. Achas mehen. Preface number 1 to Bitochen is Sheyamin v'yisbarer etzlo hiskabtus hashiva inyonim belikim. That a person should really internalize and clarify for himself those 7 points that we discussed earlier. Asher b'yiskabtzam b'misha b'yitchim b'y, that when they really all come together, yitochen livtoach alav. We know we can have full trust in whoever it is we're trusting. And we've already mentioned them all, we've listed them all. And now we're going to recap them in this perspective of understanding that if we focusing on these 7 points is the first concrete step toward true bitachon in Hashem. Harishayim, number 1 is Shaboyre Yisborach Merachim ala Odom Yesem Mikol Merachim. That Hashem cares about a person more, cares about you more than anybody else does. V'kalrachamim v'chemlo shiyo mizulase olav. Any mercy or care or love that you've ever experienced, kulam he'mirachem e'okel v'chemlosei. These are all just Hashem's care for you, channeling through them. In other words, he's making a strong point here. Your parents love you. It's something instinctive, right? It means that this was something instilled in them. It was instilled in them as Hashem's means of caring for you. Hashem cares for you, and part of that is channeled through your parents' care for you. That's point number one. Focus on that. Hashem loves you intensely and cares for you intensely. He brings psukim to this effect. I'm going to skip the psukim for our purposes now. Vasheni. Number two is ki abore yisale lo ye'olmu mimenu afnei te'ele sa'adam. It's not working with the same order that he worked in the previous chapter. But he says number two is to remember that Hashem is completely aware. Sorry, Hashem knows best everything about a person's benefit. And this should be obvious, because you are Hashem's creation. And there is no one who will know about what's good or bad for a creature more than his creator. So Hashem certainly knows best about what's good for a person, because Hashem created the person. Now I have to understand that this is more than just that Hashem created man in a general way, and therefore he knows what's healthy for man and what's not healthy for man. That would be all-encompassing, and that would not, meaning it would be the same for all people, and wouldn't necessarily justify unique events in your life that are different than somebody else's life. Part of the idea here is to understand, and when we say that Hashem made you and therefore he knows what's best for you, it means more than that he just made you biologically with the same body that millions of others have. It means that he made you with your very, very particular circumstances. He created you with your very particular personality, with your very unique character traits, and with your very, very unique life story. All this was designed specifically by Hashem. And with your very unique life plan, Hashem has a whole program laid out for you. We know that in the DNA contains all the unfolding of your physical development is contained in the DNA. But you know what? All the unfolding of your life is also contained in a certain spiritual DNA that you come with. Different twists and turns that a person is going to go through in life are all part of the plan in the first place, very similar to the physical DNA. This is all designed by Hashem, and therefore, unquestionably, Hashem has a much better idea of what's good for you. He's also factoring in your neshama, which you aren't conscious of. So we know, to a very limited extent, what's good for us. We know what's good for us in the moment. We know what's good for us in terms of our limited perspective of our lives. But Hashem is taking into account your neshama, his future plans for you, your destiny. And he is operating with all that. He is operating now because he knows about things that will be happening to you 15 years down the line. So that's really point number two to internalize, that Hashem knows much better. Hashem knows ultimately what is best for any individual. I'm skipping a bit. So, Hashem, with his great wisdom, is the one who knows best what's good for you, and what's bad for you. And he knows best what is good for you in this world and what's good for you in the next world. Without a doubt. K'maisha Kosuv. Here also, he brings a number of psukim to this effect. So that's point number two to keep in mind. Vashlishi, point number three is Ki aboire yisborak chazok mikol chazok. Hashem is more powerful than than any other power. He can manipulate his will through anything going on, through any means. Nobody could stop his decisions. So that's number three. We said, you are in the hands of A, someone who cares about you immensely, B, someone who knows what's best for you, and C, someone who has the absolute ability to do whatever he wants for you. The Harvi, and number four is to remember, that he is busy keeping on top of, supervising the affairs of every person. He never lets go, he never lets his hands off, he never is distracted, he never looks away. He's constantly keeping track, he doesn't lose track of the tiniest detail. Nothing can distract him from anything. So, bring these four together. Hashem loves you intensely. He's constantly focused on you. He's all capable in terms of whatever he figures is good for you, he can get done. And he knows what's best for you more than you could possibly know, or anybody else. Vachamishi. Number five is, Shem biyad achad me'abuim. There, no other being has the ability
to
benefit you or to harm you in any way unless Hashem allows it, unless that's what Hashem wants. So there are two sides to this coin, which is really reflects two sides of bitachon in general. First of all, that no one can harm you. No one can get through Hashem's system for you. No one can harm you. No one can get in a bullet if that's not Hashem's plan. So that's number one. Number two, and this is the other side of the coin, no one can benefit you outside of Hashem's plan. Meaning, bitachon is not only trusting that things will be fine. Bitachon means also trusting that you are absolutely in Hashem's hands and no one else can help you either. Don't place your hopes in anything other than Hashem, because no one else can help you. If this is not what Hashem had in mind, nobody will be able to help you out. So therefore, consider yourself, live with the reality of being completely in Hashem's hands. And this is what he says here. What he says here is, "Ki'eved k'shiyeh lo yoseh me'od en echad," when a servant has more than one master, "V'yekol echad me'em yochol le'iloy," and any of them could decide to benefit them if he wants. He doesn't completely put his eggs in one basket. He doesn't completely place all of his trust on any of them. Because he says, if this one doesn't help me, that one will. And therefore, he might be trying to balance, keeping favor with this one and favor with that one all at the same time, so that if this one fails, that one will be there. But if he knows that there's only one who's interested in him, only one who can help him, he'll put all of his eggs in that one's basket. He'll put all of his efforts into keeping on good terms with him, into keeping his favor, into pleasing him. So this is what Hashem is saying. No one can help you and no one can harm you. You don't have to be afraid of anything if you're in my hands. And also, don't look anywhere else. You have nowhere else to get other than Hashem. Okay. So these were five. We still have another two to review. These will be Bli Neder, Emirtz Hashem, after Shabbos. Again, I sincerely apologize for yesterday. All of my reality at the moment is a bit up in the air in a house on wheels, Baruch Hashem, with eight lively kids at home and climbing the walls. But I hope Bli Neder to be finished with this soon. Okay, we'll part. We'll unmute and we'll part.